The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "He is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Usually when the evangelists have the words amen, amen before the words of Jesus, it means that this is something important that Jesus is saying. So what did Jesus mean by saying amen, amen, I say to you, you will see the heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man? I don't know if you remember the story of Jacob. Way back when he had a dream and he saw a ladder going from earth to heaven and angels going up and down the ladder. In God's mind or God's plan from the beginning was to have a relationship with his people, with each one of us, with the people of Israel and later on the Christian people, those who follow Christ. And that relationship means that there is connection, there is going back and forth. And that's what Jesus came to restore, because over the century, the people of Israel, God's people, did not want to have that relationship. They wanted to be themselves in control. They didn't allow God to be part of their daily lives, especially when they were strong. They only turned to God when they were in trouble and needed God's help. That's not what the relationship God wants from us. He wants a continuous relationship. And what the words of Jesus mean, that Jesus came now to reopen the gates of heaven for all of us so we can be restored to having that relationship with God. Just like Jesus, who was God and man, God wants us to have that relationship with him where he is part of our lives and we turn to him in good times and in bad times. In sickness and in health, in rich and poor. Not just when we need something from him, we turn to him, and the rest of the time, we want him to be on the side. And the archangels are those great examples of how God wants to relate to us. They serve us here on earth, and at the same time, they serve God by praising God in heaven and serving God in heaven. I think today on the Feast of the Archangels, maybe we should take a moment and reflect, how do I see my relationship with God? Is it a full relationship, 100% relationship, where God is always part of my daily life, where I seek God's forgiveness, I seek God's strength, I seek God's wisdom and guidance, I seek God's healing? Or just, you know, I turn to God when I want something from God, when I'm in trouble. Do I give praise to God in the good times as the angels do in heaven? That's what Jesus came to do for us. God wants us to have this perfect relationship with him, just as the relationship between a father and his children. He doesn't want us to treat him as a silent partner that we turn to him only when we're in trouble. So maybe take a few minutes and reflect on your relationship with God and see how you can grow that relationship, how you can make it stronger on this Feast of the Archangels.